Around about this time, we do talk Dictionary of Sydney. I'm joined once more by Dr. Lisa Murray. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Getting back into the spirit of
things. You've been a little under the weather.
A little.
Oh. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the flash gangs of the 1800s and some novel approaches to crime fighting at the time.
Yeah, that's right. So a few weeks ago, we talked about William Miles, who was police commissioner in the 1840s down around the rocks. And he actually sort of, I suppose compiled using the latest of surveillance techniques.
Standing on a corner.
Kind of. And compiling a bit of a dossier on some of the crims of Sydney. Fast forward to the 1920s, and the New South Wales Police are still innovating in how they actually sort of document and share information about the criminal class. Now, by the 1920s, photography is becoming quite standard in policing, as well as becoming more accessible to the general community. But what the police are doing in New South Wales is that they move away from doing a basic mugshot where they might take the person's face front on quite close and do a side shot. And what they start doing is actually taking full length photographs, as well as photographs from about the waist or chest up, but showing the suspects in there with their clothing and their posture and how they look in a hat versus how they look without a hat. So they're trying to produce a much more natural looking photograph. And they're quite unusual when you compare them to photographs around the rest of the world and what people are doing. They're known. These were discovered in a back corner in the police department, and they're now part of what's called the New South Wales Police Forensic Photography Archive.
Okay.
Which is managed by the Justice and Police Museum and Sydney Living Museums.
Wonderful museum. Love it.
Wonderful. So they have these extraordinary photos, and they're just amazing. Whether you're interested in photography and the techniques of glass plate negatives, or whether you're interested in clothing of the era, or whether you're interested in Sydney's underworld, these photographs are an amazing set. And it's not surprising that they became known as the specials.
The specials.
The specials.
Look, it's really interesting, the idea of contextualizing these photos and kind of how you will see these people day to day. Because even now, when you look at a mugshot that's been done for a news report, a modern one, it's still, here's someone's face, here's the side of someone's face.
That's right. And so those suspects are shown clutching handbags and handkerchiefs. Occasionally they've got a cigarette in their finger. Sometimes they're kind of mid-conversation. They also would photograph suspects together. So if they were normally worked as a team, they would photograph the three of them together so you could maybe kind of see how they related to each other and their differing heights and things like that. They also, instead of putting sort of some big formal yardstick next to them, they would often just put a bent wood chair.
That was it, just for perspective.
Yeah, for perspective in the photo. So it gave it a much more naturalistic look that was really quite innovative. And they're just so compelling. They would also write, a lot of them, not all of them, would have some very basic details maybe about the person on them. And so what Sydney Living Museums have been doing has been actually trying to research all of these people. Who were they? Because some of them, they were often taken at the Sydney Central Police Station, which is in the CBD, just behind the courts on Liverpool Street. And they were often taken in the sort of a courtyard area where there was quite a bit of natural light by the police photographer. So they were often taken of suspects. So sometimes they were arrested, but they weren't always charged. But they were taking them because they were creating this rogues gallery of people So even if they didn't have enough evidence to ping them this time, that they would be keeping their eye on them in the future. So, you know, some of the characters we know a lot about because they were charged and, you know, convicted of crimes.
But other ones just caught up in a bit of a sweep.
Yeah, yeah. And the way, and another interesting thing about the fact that they were so naturalistic, and they didn't show them with handcuffs or anything like that. Sometimes you wouldn't necessarily know that it was in a police sort of cell or whatever. So it also meant they could potentially show them to witnesses without trying to bias them too much.
That is very interesting too. Or worry that someone's thinking they're snitching them out or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's also a fascinating time, both for crime in Sydney, but also fashion. So it's a nice little mix of
it
the two.
It is a really interesting mix. You know, thinking post-World War One, you've got all these traumatised soldiers coming back to Sydney. So there's a lot of sort of drug use amongst the broad population to cope with various things. You've got the start of the Razor Wars happening in Sydney as well, with Kate Lee and Tilly Devine, and so there is sort of organised crime is starting. There's still a lot of petty crims around as well, but the mugshots range from just pickpockets and you know, prostitutes and just sort of very kind of low level crime through to, you know,
big deals
sort of robber, you know, robbery with and burglary and the bosses sort of managing the crime and so on. So there's quite a mix there.
There's quite a lot of them too. Are they easy to find? Can we see them?
Yeah, well, it's very exciting at the moment. There's actually an exhibition on. The Police and Justice Museum has been gradually going through these thousands of photos and showing them from time to time. But the great news is that it's actually an exhibition on at the moment at the Museum of Sydney, which is also run by Sydney Living Museums. And so that means it's on 7 days a week. You can go see it. They've got about 130 of these candid mugshots on display with some of the stories. It's called Underworld Mugshots from the Roaring Twenties.
We'll make sure we've got some details up on 2SER.com. And, of course, people can always read far more about this sort of stuff out
the Dictionary of Sydney, dictionary of sydney.org.
Oh, Lisa Murray, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
We'll do more.